We've been talking a lot about the Garda corruption. Other people have been talking about the sort of wider corruption. I think in Ireland at the moment, there's such anger out there about the general issue of corruption because people have seen it for years with the politicians on the take. We've seen it with the, you know, the planning, the rezoning that's been happened, the corruption there. We just have the issue with the port, Dublin port, the money that's been taken there. And I think we've seen now with what's happening with Shell and the way the government has backed up Shell and the fact that five people are in jail. And I think if the way the government, we were just talking about this earlier, the way the government is kind of dealing with issues that are coming up or crises that have been happening is they wait it out. They try and kind of leave it blow over and then the campaign goes down a bit. And I think with this, if we are to do to succeed in what Eamon said, rather than just having this as a flash in the pan, it has to broaden out to not just talk about Garda corruption, but talk about corruption in the planning, corruption with politicians, the wider issue of state corruption, because that is what's going to mobilise people on the streets. And for the demonstration, you know, what we were talking about earlier, it has to be state corruption that brings the people of Shell, brings all the people who are really angry against the government together, as you said, an alliance of people power. Because at the end of the day, it's not going to be the courts that are going to get real justice. It's going to be the mass mobilisation of ordinary people, their struggles on the ground, that are going to get the justice. And just a final comment then on the need for a wider political alliance that challenges what we'll say the establishment political parties. And the example is the antisocial behaviour orders. When they were going through, it was actually Fine Gael and the Labour Party who made those an issue. They were campaigning for the antisocial behaviour orders along with McDowell. It wasn't just McDowell's brainchild. These were playing into the whole populism, the working class, supposed working class votes, and it just highlights the need for a real opposition, a real left alliance that actually challenges, you know, all these issues, challenges corruption. It's not just about, you know, has its eye on the next government, but it's actually about winning justice for ordinary people.